You're listening to SBS News.
On Friday night, Melbourne Victory ended the Wellington Phoenix's season with a 3-1 win. That set up a showdown against Sydney FC next Sunday evening. The other semi-final between the minor premiers Perth Glory and Adelaide United was set up when the Reds beat Melbourne City in Sunday's match. After the game ended 0-0 in normal time, extra time was needed, and when the sides couldn't be separated with less than 2 minutes remaining, the match was poised to be settled on penalties. But up stepped Ben Halloran, who produced the decisive moment. Here's how Fox Sports broadcast his goal.
Goodwin into the box. Diawara, is this the moment? Ben Halloran! The goal that probably sends Adelaide to Perth next Friday. A wall of sound and joy and ecstasy on behalf of the Reds and their coach Marco Kurtz.
Just after the final whistle, Halloran admitted he was relieved to have stopped the match from being decided on penalties.
For sure, I think we're all not too keen to take penalties at the end. It's a pretty dramatic ending, is all I can say. You know what the game's like at the end of 120 minutes, it's pretty end-to-end, just in the right spot at the right time, but it's a great effort from the boys tonight. I think we really deserved it.
In the English Premier League, a late goal has kept Liverpool's title push alive. A header by Divock Origi in the 86th minute proved the winner for Liverpool in a thrilling 3-2 win at Newcastle. It lifts them 1 point above Manchester City at the top of the table, although City has 2 games left to play. Here's how Optus Sports described the all-important third Liverpool goal.
Shaqiri and Alexander-Arnold behind the set piece. Flung in by Shaqiri, Origi! And Liverpool are 5 on the time! And still they dream! The Reds will not be shaken off!
After the game, Liverpool's manager Jurgen Klopp paid tribute to the fighting spirit of his side to go back to the top of the table.
Will we be champion or not? It's destiny. It's like this. Boys tried everything, even in the draws when we had it, they tried everything to win the game. So the boys, again, were ready to face it and ready to deal with it, and that's brilliant.
Manchester City will leapfrog Liverpool with a victory against Leicester City on Tuesday morning. Elsewhere in the Premier League, Cardiff's relegation was confirmed after a 3-2 loss to Crystal Palace. In other results, Tottenham lost to Bournemouth 1-0, jeopardising its chances of a top-four finish. In the NRL, the Sydney Roosters star centre Latrell Mitchell produced a dazzling individual display, scoring 26 points against the West's Tigers. He scored 3 tries, had 2 assists and kicked 7 goals in the 42-12 win. The 21-year-old has been linked with a move away from the Roosters, such has been his good form both in attack and defence. After the match, he told Fox Sports he's trying not to focus on the speculation, but improving his game instead.
I'm really happy to be playing with the Roosters, and I can't say too much on what's going on, but look, I'm happy where I am, and you know, the East is my own. You know, I really want to work hard for the boys out of the backfield, and you know, I think time's going to, you know, me just building that and, you know, going through my career, and I think it's going to be a big part of my game.
In other matches, the Parramatta Eels remain undefeated at their new home after an entertaining clash with the St George Illawarra Dragons, where they ran out 32-18 winners. In the AFL, the Sydney Swans have slumped to the bottom of the ladder after a 22-point defeat against a resurgent Brisbane Lions team. At the other end of the table, Geelong remains the team to beat after 7 rounds. The Cats are 4 points ahead of the chasing pack after overpowering Essendon by 32 points. Defender Tom Stewart was a standout for his club and said afterwards on Fox Sports, playing as a team at the back has been the key to Geelong's success.
I feel comfortable because the blokes around me. We're starting to really build a big bond down there, and the blokes I'm playing on, so it makes it so much easier. So we're all just trying to do our part, and I think we saw tonight when we all play well, it makes it a lot easier for the team.
Geelong has now won 6 of its opening 7 matches. To Super Netball action, and the Sunshine Coast Lightning has bounced back from an opening round defeat to win on the road in Perth against the West Coast Fever. The Lightning had 3 shooters in double digits as they overpowered the Fever to win by 80-55. Laura Langman was named Player of the Match, and she said the team was happy with the way they took control of the game early.
We were pleased, I think, with the momentum, and we took advantage of it. It was a tough week last week, probably for both sides, so it's a matter of finding a groove and what our story's going to be this year. So we had some great variety out there tonight. Some of it landed, some of it didn't, so we just need a polish.
And finally, in boxing, Australian boxer Bilal Akawi has suffered his first career loss in his WBA super middleweight bout with British southpaw John Ryder. A Kawi had just 2 weeks to prepare after his late inclusion on the undercard to the Canelo Alvarez-Daniel Jacobs fight in Las Vegas. The 25-year-old was knocked down twice in the third round, the referee deciding to halt the fight to save Akawi suffering more punishment. John Baldock, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.